Many people are dealing with anxiety due to so much uncertainty in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Sherry Lawson. I talked with a Kentucky psychologist and other people from the Commonwealth who shared their techniques for coping. Dr. Nan Littleton, psychologist and professor emeritus at Northern Kentucky University, says almost everyone is in what she calls crisis mode right now. In other words, she says, in shock due to the reality of the coronavirus pandemic. Littleton says one significant way to help alleviate anxiety is self-care, which includes following guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, such as regular hand washing.
We've got to do those things. We're not used to washing our hands for 20 seconds. We may not be used to using hand sanitizer at the drop of a hat or doing the social distancing. But those things are all really, really important in ways that we take care of ourselves.
The psychologist says what she does when she notices her anxiety is to pause and begin taking deep breaths as a form of self-care.
I take a nice, long, slow breath into my belly. I usually put my hands on my chest over my heart. Sometimes one hand is enough. Sometimes I need two hands over my heart as I'm taking that long, deep breath into my belly and then holding it for 1 or 2 seconds and then slowly letting that breath out, all the while staying present with my body, staying connected with myself.
Littleton recommends taking deep breaths as many times as necessary until you start to feel a sensation of relaxation. She says the breath is valuable in helping us connect with our body, which she says can help alleviate anxiety.
You know, it's that head and mind that's creating most of this anxiety that we're feeling. So breathing into my belly, that's a way for me to stop those thoughts and focus on my body and what I'm connecting with my heart.
Littleton encourages movement of any kind, even if it's simply getting up and moving to another room. With the required social distancing, she also encourages staying connected with others, even if it's by text, email, or telephone.
It's very important right now to stay connected with our friends, with people in general. Very important. We've got to do that. We're social creatures. We need each other, especially during these crisis times.
One way Lexington resident Joyce Johnson says she stays connected and handles anxiety is a daily ritual with her spiritual community via Zoom, a web-based video conferencing tool.
We meditate, and then it ends in the prayer. That's what I do. And then I reach out to people like the elderly or people that I know that might have compromised health issues. The elderly, I call. The younger people, I text.
Lexington-based artist Sierra Leroy makes art and takes walks to deal with her anxiety. She says before she gets out of bed in the morning, she also meditates on something that is good. She calls it What's Good Today and shares it on her Instagram.
This morning, what's good today was seeing my cat sit in the window and the sunshine streaming in on her as she sat there.
At a community college in Louisville, Dan Phelps usually teaches geology. Now he'll be teaching his classes online, which is new for him and, he says, a learning opportunity. Phelps has a few different modes of self-care to help alleviate anxiety.
Well, I do like classic TV, so I like old movies from, you know, the Turner Classic Movie Channel and stuff like that. That helps a little bit. I'm hoping when the weather gets a little better that I will be able to get out and go fossil collecting and do stuff like that on my own.
Dr. Nan Littleton says this is also a good time to make healthy food choices, drink lots of water, limit intake of media, and most of all, she says, keep your heart open.
Have no expectations of anyone but yourself, because you're the only one that you have any control over. Remember, we're all connected. We're all one, and we're all up to the challenges that we're now facing.
In Northern Kentucky, I'm Sherry Lawson.